Okay. Oh, völlig gut. Hatscha. Hatscha. Ja. Schnell, ne? Oh, that's it. So. In the English. My very good English. Oh. So, welcome. The first kick-off meeting. What shall we do? First opening, then the rest. What are we going to do? We have to make a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So, we'll get back on that. First, we have to make a functional design. After that, we have to make a conceptual design. And after that, a detailed design. So we'll discuss that later. First, we have a look at that screen. The first tool, we have to make a small painting. What do we have to do? First, you can save the documents. We have to do that every time we make something. You can print it. No. And we have to use the pen and the eraser. So now we all have to use this one. You have to make your own favorite animal. So I'll make an example. First, don't touch that things. You can use the pen. And then you can make something. You can change some things. Format, line, and change it. You can make. And you can change the color. So that's it. So and after it, you have to save it. Now you can make new one. You are off the paint now. So you're next. What is going on? No. It is a duck. Yes. Blank, yes. Okay, next one.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So maybe I can take it, so you can. sit so you can continue after the.
No problem.
Okay. Sorry about this.
I'm not doing anything on my screen now.
Just touch the on button. We'll start again.
He did it before.
Very good. Okay, very good. So, you can always go back to all this. So, that's it. So, that was the tool. Now, next, the budget. We will sell it at 25 euros, and we have only 20 of 12 and a half euro to make it. So, now we have to think about what we will make. First, I want to hear from you, what are your experiences with remote controls? So, first of all.
The big one, they are not easy to use. I have once had a remote control, when I dropped it, it broke. So that will be our goal, I think. And big buttons, it's easier to use, I think. Not all the small buttons.
So it's just positive or negative that big buttons?
Big buttons positive.
Positive.
All small buttons, like when you have like 100 buttons on your remote control, you won't know what they're working for.
Okay. What are your experience?
Well, I think the goal of the remote control is that it has an influence on the TV set.
Mm.
Control the channels and the volume. And I think it's positive if there's a LED on the corner of the remote, so that you know it still has batteries on it. And if you push the button, the LED gives you light, and you see that it's working.
And do they always have that?
No, but my experience is that it's convenient.
It's
to have
easy to use.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
At home, we have a TV, video recorder, a DVD player, and a satellite receiver. We have four distinctive remote controls for that. That's not really easy. And we also have a remote control for a radio set, but it had a lot of buttons on it, and we didn't know which one was what, and it was not easy to use, so we barely used it.
Okay, so you have too much. So, next, for our own remote control, we have to think, how do we make it? So, what ideas do you have for it, for the new remote control? What does it have to have?
The weight, not too heavy.
Not too heavy. Yeah.
Not much buttons.
Yeah.
Brush tree, that when you drop it, it won't break, like some kind of rubber on it or hard plastic. But it's not too small. And something like when you lose your remote control, sometimes it happens.
Yes.
Between the couch and you can't find it. When you push a button on the TV, you hear some sort of bleep.
Like a phone.
Hey, that's remote control.
Okay. So, that's where you are, these. And you are.
Yeah, well, that's the good ideas. Yeah, well, the LED on the corner that indicates that it's working if you push a button. I'm looking on the budget, not too expensive material, so probably plastic or something.
Okay.
From a marketing point of view, it also has to look nice, or you won't sell it.
Yes.
And on our website, you can see what products we already have, and it should work with as many as possible of them.
Okay. It has to be compatible with other things.
Yes.
Okay.
One more idea, just popped up.
Yes.
It won't take a lot of battery, so you won't have to change the batteries once a week or once every 2 weeks.
No battery use. So, more ideas? No. Okay, it's only the first ideas. So, what are we going to do now is, next meeting is in half an hour. Okay, next meeting, half an hour. What you have to do? Well, look on your function. And next instructions you will get in your email. So, this is the first meeting. See you later in half an hour. Bye.